Good morning, my SDSM radio audience, as well as my television audience, because I am going to play this in the next couple of days over the radio. Now, I'm going to start off with some announcements, I believe. And one of the main announcements that I want to mention is that SDSM radio is no longer sponsored by SBFM at all, including SBFM TV. All three of those have different people involved with sponsorship. And if you wish to continue to hear SBFM radio on BBS radio, I'm going to need your support. Send money to BBS Radio for SBFM radio in order to continue to have the SBFM radio programming. Get a little water here. Just send it to them. Go to the bbsradio.com webpage, and all their information is there. Send the money directly to them. I'm getting ready to start something that's similar to what I did on SoulBeat. It was called an appreciation fund, simply because SoulBeat was a for-profit business. And what you do is you send to the appreciation fund associated with SBFM radio and let them know you appreciate them and the show you wish to sponsor. Now you can write a check, you know where they say for or at the bottom left hand corner. Put SBFM radio, and it will go directly toward SBFM radio. That's basically all I have to say about the radio, because I can't afford it. So I'm just asking for those of you that wish to continue to talk to me on the radio, send something to bbsradio.com. Now, see, I'm on bbsradio.com on Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock to 10:55, station one. Now, all you have to do is go to, after you get on the bbsradio.com webpage, go to station one, go to Saturday, and you'll see that SBFM radio is Saturday. Okay. Now, I'm going to get on some of the topics. I've gotten the housekeeping and major announcement out the way. We still have some serious issues associated with our new elect president. They still haven't gotten the health care situation together. And if you understand the sovereign powers and the power elite, you'll see all of that is in play right now. And you can sit back and watch it come to play or come to pass. Or you can participate in coming up with solutions to all the problems that we have in our poor communities, I'll say, urban communities. Now, we're going to have to think clearly about a lot of things, use critical thinking skills, because President-elect is using all of his thinking skills to have whatever he has in mind on doing making sure it's implemented. And I'm not disagreeing with everything that he does, but I'm going to have to go along to a degree with the immigration. See, we have problems in this country, and we are our main problem. And now we're trying to fix it. We've allowed people in this country that we should not have. So I'm not going to argue about how he's allowing people to come into the country. Continue that at full force. But we're going to have to concentrate on the people that have already been allowed in this country. And some of them have dual citizenships for places and all kinds of things, which means that they can go all over the place in this country and their country. And sometimes these individuals are not for our country, United States of America, even though they have obtained their citizenship. Now, we're going to have to learn who these people are, because we're letting them in here. They're utilizing services that we have. Some of them have even gone to training in this country for various things, including learning how to fly a plane so they could fly planes through buildings. They labeled them terrorists, but you let them in here. We're going to have some stricter laws in letting folks up in through here, because we've had even students that have got lost over here somewhere. We don't know who they are or what they are, but they're here from other countries. And that's probably the main reason why being undocumented in some way is a problem. We need to know you're here, know who you are, how you think. Now, being undocumented, I consider a true undocumented person is that no records, computer or on paper, has this person listed for anything. We don't know who they are. I consider that as a true undocumented person. We're going to have to observe how people are documenting themselves, and when it boils down, we may have a fight in getting them out of this country, especially if we have discovered that they may be the enemy, the terrorist-type people. I believe terrorists come in a number of ways. You know, there are a number of different type terrorists, and those that are here and internally terrorizing us, and it's not readily seen, is going to be those that hurt us the most. They're going to hurt us the most. So we have to identify who these individuals are, to assure that they're not going to do some major attack. Because, see, some of these people are really on a suicidal mission of some sort, like them people that drove them planes, and they know they wasn't going to live. That's one of the things that we're going to have to be looking at. Now, I've been talking about the various different stores that have opened, and only because the police breakdown, they would still be having these kids standing in front of the stores who sell liquor. And if it wasn't for the drug enforcement people that cracked down, because a lot of those boys that were standing in front of the liquor store, not only were they drinking the alcohol that they purchased from that liquor store, they were also drug dealers. So it was necessary for the Oakland police and everybody else to get involved in getting them off of these corners and at in front of liquor stores. And it has been successful that the kids are not hanging out there, but it hasn't been successful in determining who are these people who have businesses that are really, truly terrorists. Now, I'm working on a documentary on taxes in relationship to individuals that come here and start businesses. I'm not saying that they're not paying taxes. I have a strong feeling they're not paying taxes at the level that they should pay taxes, which means that they are actually draining the communities that they're in, because those taxes offer things that have to be done in particular cities. So if they're in Oakland operating like this, that means Oakland is not going to receive that much taxes. And I doubt if the federal government or the state government is going to be issuing down anything else to Oakland for any kind of problem based on the system that we have going here now, and that's the new president. He's probably going to hold Oakland in sanction because they are one of those... it looks like Oakland wants to be one of those cities that is like San Francisco, which means that we're not going to participate with Trump and getting immigrants out of here. And we are going to be punished for that. How the government punishes you is not sending money, at least not in a timely manner that's going to help you. Or they'll punish you by giving you increments of money, and it's not going to be enough in each increment for you to even to survive to the next increment. There are a number of ways that governmental agencies from federal on down that could do things to hurt cities. And I'm looking at the city of Oakland right now. And we've been in a state of emergency for a long time. And our city council people have been trying to prevent us to become under martial law, because that was talked about some while back, because we were just out of our minds over here in Oakland, evidently. But we still are going to have to identify who is the enemy of this city and country, really. Now, if Oakland decides to be a sanctuary city, it has already been publicly announced by the president-elect that there's a possibility that service type monies won't be coming to Oakland if we decide to be a sanctuary state or a city. Now, something is wrong with that. You know, I call it holding hostages. You know, until you get your way, you're not going to provide any support to the cities. Now, this is how I'm thinking. I don't know how anybody else thinks, But this is how I'm thinking when I'm looking at and hearing President-elect Donald Trump say some of the things that he's saying. And I think Oakland is going to be one of those cities that he hit hard. And San Francisco is going to be another one. And this is not going to be fair, because it's only because we're saying we want to be a sanctuary city. As far as I'm concerned, you might as well make California a sanctuary state, since we are the ones that are in control. We should be the role model of helping people, the whole state, not just various different cities, but it's going to have a number of cities that say that they want to be sanctuary cities in order for the whole state to be. And the reason why I'm saying that the whole state to be is not only because we're the most powerful state and we're supposed to set examples, we are also supposed to be those that the state that work on solutions to the problems of not only this state, the other states. Because if we become a sanctuary state, we're the most powerful, we have to think about all the other states in this country, not just California. Not only is, since the United States is the most powerful country in the world, the whole country is going to have to set an example to the other countries and let them know you can't come nowhere in this whole country, not just a city, can't come nowhere here in this whole country and call yourself a citizen and you're really terrorizing us. We're supposed to have it that way. Keep our deterrence. That's one of the things that I like about Donald Trump, because he believes in the arms race, and he's showing you every step of the way that he believes in the arms race. And I'm not going to say anything about that either, because I don't want folks to be coming over here bombing. We have to prove to them that we are the most powerful again, because we've been doing it for years. But it appears that there are a number of countries look like they want to unite and probably attack this country together. I don't know. It's just so much going on. All I know is that Trump better keep up this deterrence and have every country around the world knowing and afraid to attack this country. And arms race is a good battle game, where you can prove to them, again, we will have to, that we're the most powerful, we have the most powerful weapons, and you can't touch us. Now, he's spending money in that. He's going to make more missiles. He's going to get an army more stuff. And like I always felt since the beginning, I don't think he's going to have a problem blowing something up. Okay? But anyway, we as the people of this country are going to have to think about that. What do we really, what are the solutions? That's what we should be talking about. And speaking of that, I went to a town hall meeting some while back, and I picked up just a little card, Dilly, and it had a lot of information on it, and I put it aside. I didn't look at it thoroughly then. But see, this is pertaining to the newspaper that we have in Oakland, the Oakland Post News Group, and they have a solutions project I forgot all about that. And what you do is you go to, you can email solutions@postnewsgroup.com. You can email them and come up with what you think are solutions. But again, I recalled that every first Monday of the month, I haven't attended one of these yet, the Post News Group meet down at Jeffrey's in Jack London Square the first Monday of the month. If you contact the Post News Group with at that email address I gave you, you can find out more about it. I'm going to get more into it myself because I'm going to make some arrangements to attend these meetings if they're still going on. But email solutions@postnewsgroup.com. And you should be able to get enough information on that, of how they're coming up with solutions or who has ideas on solutions. Because we need solutions on the housing and the homeless. This is one of the main things that they're concerned about. As well as, I mentioned already that Bishop Bob Jackson has a project that he's trying to put together, and he's going to need the community support in order to do that. He has mapped out an area that he's going to call African Town or something, African something. But anyway, there's no problem with that. It shouldn't be because all the other cultures have their areas in Oakland. So there shouldn't be a problem with black folk having their area where it's businesses and housing and stuff that we need. Now, I mentioned about ice cream trucks. See, I'm going to keep mentioning this even after school is out for the kids to be in the summer because that's when more of them are around. And I already have confronted one ice cream truck not to come down my block. And they haven't come down my block, but they went on the side streets because I hear them on both sides of my block. I don't know what they think that means. And it's pretty much the same time every day. So once school is out, they're going to observe that they're being watched. They're not going to snatch up any kids from here. And again, these are people from other countries. While President-elect Trump was concentrating on Mexicans, calling them pedophiles and drug dealers, we've let other cultures in here that do the same thing. Now, I did a special some while back on the stores that came up that weren't people from this country, that it appeared that they may be dealing drugs. Now, that store has changed hands since then. But the reason why I personally say this, I love hot beef jerky, hot and sweet. I mean, have a whole bunch of peppers and everything all through it. Take one bite, you got the pepper. But I started noticing that there was a brown powder or a greenish color powder on the peppered, only the peppered beef jerky. And I decided to taste it, and it's oregano. Now, between the peppers and the oregano, you could possibly pass any smell detections of dogs and everything if you were bringing drugs in here. And I seriously believe that some of these people coming from these other countries, and I'm not talking about Mexico, You know, the same people we are at war with, or they live next door to the people that we're at war with. We've allowed them in this country, and some of them are dealing drugs. They're pedophiles as well. We have more cases of children being sold into prostitution. They are sold in order for them to work prostitution, and sometimes they're even taken out of this country, out of this state. That means that who's ever doing this have a plan, a sophisticated plan enough, and don't plan on being caught. So they snatch up these kids and get them out the way real quick. And we've already had some incidents 10 years ago or whatever with an ice cream truck issue, tried to snatch up a child. And yes, they weren't from this country as well. We're going to have to watch our children during the summer. If you have a truck coming down your street selling ice creams or whatever, ask them for their license. It should be posted somewhere within the truck showing that they are able to operate right then and there. Look at the license plate, write it down. Because in a couple of cases, the license that was on the truck that some years back wasn't the license that was supposed to be on that truck. So at least still take down the license if you see any funny business going on with your children. Continue to walk your children to school and picking them up because that's how they're being snatched. There's a school right down the street from my house, and I am still seeing children walk by alone. Okay? You're not going to be able to do that, or you shouldn't do that, because we do have people that are trying to kidnap people. You're seeing on the news almost every day somebody done tried to kidnap somebody, somebody done raped somebody. It's rampant, people. Unclean spirits are definitely at work, getting your flesh body to do things because they first implanted in your head thoughts, ideas, and suggestions for you to do things that are against the law, like raping children and killing people. Okay, we're going to have to pay attention, people, to what's really going on around us. Mary, okay, Mary, what do you have in mind?
Half the time, I don't know. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but don't feel alone, honey. We all kind of messed up here. No, what's going on?
Well, let me put it this way. It's not another happy day. I was just reading about this black man who was stabbed in the back by a white man in New York City with a sword. He murdered him. The man was just taking bottles out the trash. This white man has been trying to kill this a black man for 10 years. This black man, he had dreams. The last dream he had, he wanted to come to California. You know, he was homeless. He did nothing to anybody. He just was trying to live. And this is another one I put on Trump. I guess this white man thought it was a good time with Trump in there to go ahead and kill a black man. I don't want him killed, murdered, or anything. I just want him to be put in the black population of one of the prisons. They don't have to worry about spending money on the death chamber or anything else. I am so, I'm sick of this. Why is this happening? What is going on? You think that they were the slaves and we were the masters. I mean, this man was 66 years old. Why? And they said that in New York City, crime has doubled against black people. And if I could talk to the blacks in New York City, honor this man. You may not know him, but honor him. You know, what do you think about this?
Well, first of all, I'm not for anyone killing anyone. I don't know what those circumstances really are, but it appeared that he murdered a person, and it appeared that it was a hate crime.
Yep.
Well, we do have laws pertaining to that, and yes,
oh, really?
Okay. A lot of unclean spirits floating around here, and I do believe Trump had something to do with them surfacing in a large number and influencing
This man waited 10 years. I mean, he waited 10 years to get his wish.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking down the street looking for a black man to kill. Oh, God.
Well, that still is going on, Mary. Because
I know what it said. I'm not advocating. That's why I said put them in the black population and let his butt be beat every day. I mean, I don't know what to say. This is really sickening, you know. And this man was a veteran. He was in the intelligence.
Veteran,
part of the military.
A veteran. Now listen to that. A veteran that was homeless. That shouldn't have been in the first place. Because
no, the white man was just a veteran who was used to being the intelligence community of the military. He wasn't homeless. The black man was.
Okay. So the guy, you're saying the guy that killed him was a veteran?
Right. He was in the intelligence military part.
Oh, Lord.
Part of the military.
Well, I always
didn't have any intelligence his own self.
I've always believed that going through various different military training could possibly cause a cold-blooded killer to be trained. And sometimes it comes out that way. Now, in this case, he may have had some psychological problems that somebody knew about already and didn't do nothing about it.
Please don't give this white man no excuses. Not this time.
No, Mary. He's under the influence.
I mean, he was up to doing this for 10 years, okay?
He
and
was
Trump
still
gave,
under
and
the
Trump gave him the reason to go ahead and do it. You know,
he was
that's not giving them that kind of defense.
Spirit, Mary, that's what you're going to have. You're judging the flesh body, not what his spirit is doing, being led by evil spirits. He was under
evil spirits. Of course, you got a choice. You also have a choice between right and wrong. This man had this evil spirit for 10 years, right? And he decided to walk down the street with a sword and put that sword in that black man's back. I mean,
I think he
so
had more than
hear evil spirit crap, but not too
I
far.
I think he
with
had
it.
More than one unclean spirit. He didn't have one.
You go for that. I'm up here saying he been wanting to kill the black man. He killed him.
Yeah.
Now you have
and
a choice of
that's how he
wrong.
Was. That's how he was influenced. What he did, was it evil or holy?
What?
What he did, was it evil or holy?
It was wrong. That's all I can say about it. You know, we know
but
that there's
evil,
Satan's around. But also in the Bible, it also said, "Thou shalt not kill." It didn't say anything about the evilness and Satan or nothing else.
You get that in other areas. Thou shalt not kill. He didn't kill him. He murdered him. That carries a death penalty. He didn't. Yeah.
I thought that was two of the same thing. Killing somebody and murder.
Murder means you plotted, planned, and
well, that's
and
what
did.
He did.
Then he murdered him. Okay, he didn't. It's the killings. All killings are a sin, but not all killings carry a death penalty. Murder carries.
Well, I know that. I know that. But this is just my opinion.
Him.
And that's what I call for, my opinion. Right now, I only see a white man who had a sword stabbing the man in the back first and then turning him over and stabbing him in the chest. And he died.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see anything else.
Well, you've seen what happened.
Had his dreams. This man had his dream. Mr. Kaufman had his dreams, and his last dream was to visit California.
Okay, Mary, we have a lot of
taken his dreams away.
We have a lot of sick people in this country. That is obviously
incredible. Okay, that's a lot of sick
people. What is your solution? What do you
think? There's a lot of sick people in mental health homes. Everybody know that. And to live in America now, most of the people are having problems with mental health. But I'm going to stick to it. There's right and wrong. You have a choice. That man had a choice to murder this man or to leave him alone. He took it the other way. You're giving him a defense. And, of course, next thing I'm going to hear, the poor man was mentally ill.
Well, he
was. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Somebody or murder somebody.
I don't want to hear that excuse. That's just plain hate. Oh, that's all I have to say. Bye.
Y'all done heard our Mary. She gets upset about stuff. But she's going to have to realize how we operate in the flesh. Satan is the god of earth. He was handed earth on a silver platter by Adam and Eve way back then. And now he is reaping havoc all over the world. And it's intended to be that way. That's his job, is to influence people on earth to do wrong. The devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him, his job is to keep everyone, not just one or a few people, everyone sinning, breaking God's laws on a daily basis, keeping you business doing his kind of work, stealing, killing, and all of that, to the point that you never take the time to think about repentance. So if you haven't repented a thing, and then it comes your death, you're going to hear about this in the court of divine judgment. And if you've committed death penalty sins and God wants you to repent. I'll put it this way. And if you don't repent, you'll get whatever the sentence for that crime, and the Bible tells you what it is. Murder is death penalty. Killing someone, it may be self-defense and have all kinds of other things going on in that killing. But murder means that you set back, plot, planned, and executed it. And this may be what the person did that Mary was talking about. But I was trying to get her to understand that you're not supposed to judge the person's flesh. That's what the Bible is telling you to do, because you're not looking at the inside of the person. You're judging the outside of the person. But you have to understand that if you recognize that the person is under the influence of unclean spirits and you are in the body of Christ, you can cast out all of those demons, and that's what you want to do, because they're going to try to stay there with you and attack you. You have to pray away all of that kind of stuff. You don't want no unclean spirits around you at all. And if you don't, and you are subjected to being or vulnerable to being influenced by spirits, it's usually the evil spirit that gets you to do something. And anything you do under the evil spirit is going to be evil. A lot of people don't understand that because they keep trying to judge the flesh body. It doesn't matter if this person was taught not to do some things, but when you're under evil spirits, and especially more than one, your brain is not operating clearly. You don't have your helmet on, which means that they can tell you anything in your ears and confuse what you see, and then they're going to have you opening up your mouth saying things that are evil because you're under unclean spirits. And a lot of people don't get that. Once you get it, and then you recognize when one is trying to influence you, you know what you're supposed to do. Pray them off, and you can say, get behind thee, or whatever you want to say, but you're getting them away from you. And that's what's going to have to happen, is for a lot of people to recognize when they are up under the influence of unclean spirits. You know, and it could happen anywhere, even in church. One of the things that I don't like about a lot of these churches, the women in the churches are gossiping about everybody, and you can't do that, because each time you do that, 90% of the time, you're going to be in error as far as God is concerned, so therefore that's a sin. It's best not to say anything negative about anyone, because only God knows that true person, know who that person truly is. And you can't judge that. Now, the Bible tells you not to judge, or you're going to be judged. But the Bible tells you also you can judge, but you have to judge according to God's laws of judging. And if you don't know what they are, you'll have to deal with that in the court of divine judgment, because all you were doing was gossiping again. Now, I'll get on the judging subject on another lesson coming up, but I just basically wanted you to understand, when you see people that are doing bad things, sometimes they don't even know they're doing it. It happens so fast. The influence, the evil influence, happens so fast, it'll have you doing things wrong, and you can't explain it yourself. You know, you can't explain it yourself, because you know that's not you, but how did you do that? And there's evidence there that you did it. See, unclean spirits leave you, your flesh body, and your spirit that came with you initially from God. Unclean spirits leave you hanging to take all the blame for everything. They leave you hanging. And it doesn't matter what it is. They just wanted you to do whatever they wanted you to do, and then they'll leave. Especially if you're challenged by someone in the spirit while you're doing wrong. unclean spirits know how clean spirits work, and they can sense them. So they run away, leave you there hanging, and the next thing you know, you done shot up a whole bunch of people, did all kinds of things, and you're baffled yourself. You don't know how you did that. And this is what I want a lot of people to understand, especially if you're under the influence of alcohol and drugs, it's easier for unclean spirits to get you to do wrong. And don't have a blackout, you know, because you sure won't remember what you did. You might kill up a whole bunch of people on whatever the alcohol and drugs you under. And then the only thing you can say is, I was drunk. I don't remember. Well, that's highly possible, people. So for those of you that are listening to me and you know you have had a blackout, you better take care of it right away. Okay. Let me get back. Okay, I did say, I want to make sure I covered everything here. The Post News Group has a solutions project. Go to solutions@postnewsgroup.com. They also meet at Jeffrey's, I believe, every first Monday of the month. That Jeffrey's is down in Jacqueline Square area. I'll see if I can find more about it. But in the meantime, because I'm so busy, you go to the webpage that I gave you, and you have a telephone number there, I'm pretty sure. Call it. Find out more about the solutions meetings. And as I said, Bishop Jackson has a project that he's working on. I hope all these churches get together and do the right thing and get an area out there of land that we could have our businesses and things, because right now we don't have businesses in Oakland like we used to have at all. Very few African-American businesses for one reason or another. But hopefully Africatown, or whatever it is they're going to call it, will create housing as well as businesses and jobs. Because that's a major issue we have here in Oakland, and President Trump knows that, you know, but if we're talking about being a sanctuary city, he's not going to like that. So we may have to suffer a while here and don't get any governmental support at the federal level, and the federal money is what we need, because that's what comes from the income taxes. That's the people's money. But we have allowed others to take control of it and issue it out the way they really want to, especially during when it's a Republican in office. They are going to cut those social programs. So get yourself prepared for it. Look for a job. Walk up and down the street and look for signs in windows that says help wanted, regardless of what it is. Write that information down. Talk to the people. If this is a job that you would like to have, you need to get yourself scheduled for an interview or whatever their process is. If you don't like the job, still you have the information to pass to someone else that may need a job, and they will take that job. I find that people that don't want to help other people get jobs, and you know a lot of them, and you know where a job is, and don't pass that information on, that's because you have your self-esteem is low. It's all directed with that. You don't want to pass the information to another person. You're jealous. that they may get the job. And you could have had the job. Which means that they got a job before you. You don't want that to happen. So you won't pass this information on. Those of you that think that way will always have a problem in making money. And it doesn't matter whether you have your own business or you're looking for someone else that has a business to hire you. That attitude is going to be transferred to anything you do, and it will be detected. And many people don't understand that. They want to feel that their self-worth is more than what they will be paid for from a business. They think they should be paid more. You're probably right. I'm not going to doubt that. Just think about it. How is the business going to make money? If they're paying you $10 an hour, they have to at least make $30, $40 an hour off of you to pay for the expenses and you. So, no, you may be worth $30 an hour, but the job pays $10. Remember that. And some of you don't want to take jobs that pay minimum wages. And I think, what is it now in Oakland? It's $11, oh, $15 an hour. Okay, $15 an hour is what Oakland is saying they want the Oakland businesses to pay people. Well, if you're not worth $15 an hour, they're not going to hire you. They can tell that based on your experience, attitude, education, what have you, that you're not going to be able to make, let's say, $45 an hour for the business. In order for them to pay you $15 an hour, they have to bring in more money than that. They've just told you, if they didn't hire you, that they don't think you're worth $15 an hour. And your feelings are hurt. You don't bother to go out and get any more training, go to school, any of those things to better your skills. And somehow you still think that you're supposed to get more than minimum wages. Keep in mind, the federal rate wages is $7 and, what, 25 cents, 50 cents. It's still at the $7 level, so you sure can't take it to the United States Supreme Court. You're going to have to deal with your city, possibly even your state, depends on who you work for, to even get a raise. So think about what's going on here. You know, we've elected some of these people in the office that changed these laws around. And everybody don't get it, that the people that we elect in the office have power to decide on how a lot of the tax-paying dollars are going to be spent, how your money is going to be spent. Nonetheless, be prepared for the money that's coming to Oakland, because it's going to come. Just not at the time that we want it to come. But a lot of money is going to come to Oakland, so you need to be prepared for it. Either you're going to go and open up your business, some type of nonprofit corporation, because these individuals will be allowed to send proposals on that grant money. And it's all about you helping the community. Okay? That's what nonprofit corporations are for, to do community service work. The work that in many cases has been cut out by the government. So what they do is they issue out grant monies to nonprofit corporations to take up that slack from the government from doing it, because it says that leaves them with too much to be done. So, yes, they have to ask for help also. in spending taxpayers' dollars and doing things that are important in the community. So, I don't know. We're going to have to look at everything that's going on. I'm still wanting you to keep your receipts, because we're going to have, I'm looking at all kind of changes since the beginning of the year on people's receipts. Some companies have changed it and show you the tax rate. And they show you which of the items individually that's going to be taxed, which makes it easier for you to calculate what's really going on. I still haven't been able to, I bought so many sodas, I got so many sodas, it's pathetic. All I know is keep your receipts, especially when you buy sodas. And if you go to the small stores in the community and you buy some beer, alcohol, cigarettes, or whatever, get a receipt and look at what is said on that receipt. Because we're finding that our tax-paying dollars at these stores are not being utilized right. I believe that they're selling the product with the tax included, trying to confuse us into thinking that they're doing something good and not charging the people in the community taxes. Okay, I'll sum it up in just a few minutes here. Okay, don't forget to contact, go on the webpage for Hillsdale College and to get your copy of the Constitution, or go on the internet, because we're going to have to do some serious planning here on what we need to have done in our communities. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.